My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for July 29th, 2025. So mortgage rates, they're finally starting to drop. So is this going to be a trend? Is it going to continue? Or is the Federal Reserve tomorrow when they come out and say they're not going to cut rates, is it going to halt everything? Well, that's what the focus is on in today's video. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report twice a day to let you guys know what's happening with these things over here, and specifically the whys behind what's happening is happening. So here's what we want to talk about today. Why did mortgage rates go down a little bit? We know the Federal Reserve's coming out tomorrow and they're not going to cut rates, but there is some light at the end of the tunnel. We're starting to see corporate earnings and a lot of the economic news telling us the economy isn't as bad as expected. So let's get over what my thoughts are for this week when the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. But then let's focus in on what's going to happen after the fact. So let's get over to it. So folks, here's what's going to happen most likely tomorrow in the next few days and maybe in the next few weeks. You're going to start seeing mortgage rates gradually settling in to a little bit of a lower range here. And here's why. We're going to have the Fed come in. They're not going to do anything at this meeting, but they're going to be at a point where they're going to have to start cutting rates. They're not going to do it this meeting because basically it's going to look like they're caving to the president on this one, and they can't do that. So they're going to hold rates now. It's going to be too late, too late? I don't know. Only time's going to tell on that one. But they're going to come out in September, and as long as the data that we're getting so far is coming in is on point, well, they're going to start cutting rates. They're going to be forced to cut rates. So let's get over to what we're going to really focus in on over the next couple weeks to see how this ties together. So the first thing we want to look at is corporate earnings. And the reason for this is, well, this is what traders are looking at right now. And if you're really focused in on mortgage rates, it's a bond that investors buy that really fluctuate the mortgage rates. So we have to see what the equity markets are doing to really figure out then what the bond market's probably going to do in correlation to this. So we want to focus in on the corporate earnings this week. This rate today, we have on the 29th after the bell, we have all these companies right through here. How many of those? There's 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 companies just reported earnings. Let's go at the top. This is probably the easiest way to go through this. If you look at these, we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. Well, we got actually 18. Of the 18, we got 1, 2, 3 misses, and we got 1, 2 that came in at expected revenues. So this is telling us the earnings per share on a lot of these companies exceeded what was expected. So that's great news for corporations. So here's what you have to look at it. The corporations right now are facing tariffs. They're facing higher employment costs. They're facing a headwinds of a lot of things. So as long as corporations can continue to be profitable in this environment without really spiking rates and spiking inflation, it's going to be a Goldilocks scenario. So will this continue throughout? What's going to depend? And a lot of this is going to be dependent on how the tariffs come in. So we were told now that by August 1st, we should have all that data coming in. So I'm hoping it comes in. But so far, the data that's coming in looks better than expected. A lot of analysts were saying this is going to spike inflation, thus put a spike in the unemployment rate. And we're getting a lot of these numbers the latter part of this week. So let's drive into the economic calendar we have for the week so I can explain to you guys what most likely is going to happen. So we have the ADP report coming in tomorrow. That's going to give us the jobs report. I'm going to scratch through this. We'll look at it. We'll analyze it just to see what it comes in at, but we're not really going to put much focus in on that. And I don't really think the markets are at the point they're going to do the same thing. Then we're going to start getting the GDP number coming in. That's from the Atlanta Fed. Some of these numbers trickled in today, and I'll get to that here in a second. Then we have the FOMC, which is the Federal Reserve. They're going to come out and tell us what they're going to do. We will have a live event about a half hour after they come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do, because at that point, Federal Chairman Powell speaks to the audience or speaks to the press, and I want you guys to see the market reactions, because you're going to see market reactions as he's talking. The markets are going to go like this. It's pretty cool to watch. But then on Thursday, we're going to get a lot of pieces of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve really monitors. They're monitoring jobs, initial jobless claims, and continued claims. So they're going to focus on this. How many people are losing jobs, and can they now get a job back? We're going to look at the PCE. This is the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. You got there. And then you have some other numbers like the Atlanta GDP numbers here and a lot of other information right through here. And then on Friday, we're going to get average hourly earnings, non-farm payroll, and the official unemployment rate. So basically everything that the Federal Reserve monitors is right through here. We're going to get the latter part of this week. Well, here's what we're going to get tomorrow. This is what the Federal Reserve controls. They control the federal funds rate. It's 4.25 to 4.5. Now, the likelihood of them cutting, we'll go over here to the CME FedWatch tool, and they're saying in 21 hours, the Federal Reserve is going to do what? They're not going to do anything, folks. Right through here, there's a 97% chance they're not going to cut. I can almost assure you at the next meeting, unless something really out of the ordinary takes place, well, that a tweet or something like that, you're going to see a rate cut at the next meeting, but that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to come down. What you really have to focus in on, folks, is the 10-year treasury. And if you have access, like I do, to the MBS market, that's where you really need to focus in on. And why? Well, this is going to give us the direction on where mortgage rates are going to go. Okay, so if you're a first-time viewer to the channel, we follow the MBS market right through here. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. And this gives us the direction of where the price of bonds are going. I'll get to that in a second. But here's something you can follow as well if you don't have access to the MBS or you can't find me. Wherever you might be, is go follow the 10-year treasury. So as the 10-year treasury goes down in rate, well, mortgage rates will follow suit. Same thing if it goes up. So a minus 0.09 on the 10-year treasury is fantastic. So let's go over to the mortgage rates. Here's where mortgages are doing. So what you're seeing here on the screen, this is what the price of the bond is doing. All you have to know is as the price of the bond goes up, that means mortgage rates are coming down. These are investors or banks or credit unions that we use, and this is telling us that they adjusted their mortgage rates for the day or throughout the day. Now, this is how many lenders have reposted for the better for the day. What that means, they cut rates. Okay, so as the bond market's moving up, investors are in there, banks are in there saying, okay, we're going to cut rates, and that's how they stay competitive. This also gives us an entry point to say, okay, blip, it's on the radar that one of these lenders that we might be focused in on just cut their rates. So we might go in there and lock people at this time. So as this trend is going on through here, we're not going to lock people today. We're going to closely monitor this throughout tomorrow, see what the news is from the Fed and the instant market reactions to this. And I'm not thinking that it's going to be bad news. I'm thinking we're going to have good news in this rally. Maybe not this consistent, but I think the rally is going to continue for the next few days. So I'm predicting mortgage rates to ease just a little bit from here. If you're looking to lock in, just pause just a little bit and check the market tomorrow or watch my morning video tomorrow to give you some guidance. So what we're seeing across the board right now, the Dow Jones and the equity market is taking it on the chin, but the bond market's loving the news right now because we have MBS is up 33 ticks, bringing rates down to almost 6.75, a little bit lower than I expected. This afternoon, I called a 6.8 handle at the opening bell, and we went down to 6.77. So I'm going to have to give that one a thumbs up. So thanks for watching, folks. If you need some assistance, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, I would love to be able to help you out. We have a slogan here. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to up to 30 different lenders. So here's what we do, folks. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the reason why is I work at a federal bank. So that's that part of it. Our federal bank is actually set up with 33 other lenders. We can use their rates, their programs, everything about them to help you guys. So a lot of these companies we're set up with, there's one of the ones that you're going to get quotes from. So why not just use us for a one application, one credit pool? We're going to compare your loan and your rate with over 30 different lenders. Now, if you already got a quote, check out our rate loan estimate comparison right through here. You can upload your loan estimate right into our website, and I'll do a customized video directly to you to let you know, can we save you money on fees? Can we cut your rate? Can we do all the above? And that's what's happening in most cases. So if you're already locked in, or you already have a quote, upload that into the loan estimate tab. If you're looking to refinance, just click this, follow the instructions there. What you can do is tell me what rate you have on your current mortgage and what rate you would like to refinance at. As soon as that rate hits that target number, I'll be reaching out to you. We can go over the numbers, and if you like them, we can go ahead and lock you in and get the paperwork started. So thanks for watching, folks. Don't forget to come back tomorrow morning. Well, let me ask you one thing. For those that follow me all the way to the end here, if you can do me one favor, I don't ask a lot of, just can you click the subscribe button down there? I'm trying to get to 40,000 subscribers by the end of the year. Only you can help me. So that's all I ask for you of today. Thank you so much. God bless. And can't wait to see you tomorrow. It's going to be a busy day tomorrow. So stay tuned. Get a good night's sleep. Tune in tomorrow because we're going to have a morning update and also a live event for the Federal Reserve. See you then, folks. Bye-bye.